Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. 6:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
While Spirit AeroSystems lays off hundreds, union considers a possible contract extension.
Two.
Potentially deadly virus spreading from China across the globe with some travel restrictions now in place.
One.
Wintry weather spreading across the state. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible in south central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking this morning at the gasoline prices here in the area, $2.12 seems to be a pretty common price. I'm seeing some higher prices out there, but around 212, best price I've seen out there so far this morning. 211, spotted that near Douglas and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, we have an 80% chance for rain and snow today with a high of 34 degrees. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible in the area. 30% chance for a wintry mix tonight. The overnight low 27. Then Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 40. Now light rain, 34 degrees. We have a northeast wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. So the temperature right now is about as high as it's going to get today, it looks like. Have you been to Delano lately in West Wichita? The Delano District has become a real destination with unique specialty shops, pubs, and restaurants. Stop by Hatman Jack's and check out their unique and large selection of hats and so much more at the clock counter in Delano, Hatman Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
6:47 now, Steve and Ted. How to protect yourself against the coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. In many cities across America, you're seeing people wearing surgical masks, a response to the rapidly spreading coronavirus.
Because of the virus from China.
Yeah, I am concerned because of the tourism here.
Some health experts say people who tell you a mask will keep you from getting the virus are wasting their breath. Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, says masks are not fitted to your face and germs can easily find their way in. But he tells Fox News there are things you can and should do to reduce your risk.
Wash your hands. Avoid people who are coughing and sneezing.
Other health experts say a surgical mask does offer some protection, especially if someone infected with the virus sneezes right near you. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. stocks closed with sharp losses Monday as investors worry about the potential economic impact of the outbreak of that new virus from China. The declines in the U.S. followed a sell-off in markets in Europe and Japan. Airlines and resort operators suffered steep losses. The Dow fell 453 points. The S&P fell 51 points. The NASDAQ fell 175 points. Coming up on 6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. When should you surrender that old life insurance policy?
I surrender.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to fill us in. Ted and Tom.
How are you?
Not good.
How are you, Steve?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I love it.
Please share.
Well, when and why did you get life insurance, Steve?
When I was young, to protect my family, to have let them have something in case I passed away early.
There you go. That's why most people do it.
And it doesn't seem to be as important as
exactly,
we get older.
Exactly. Boy, you are just laying it down.
I like this topic. It's a good topic. Go ahead.
Many life policies are written with a primary breadwinner experiences a life transition. You know, you get married. That may be a marriage, having kids, or perhaps when entering into a business partnership. If the marriage ends, you build up a sustainable nest egg, or the kids grow up, if you sell that company, should you keep paying on that policy? Well, it may seem obvious to let the policy lapse, particularly when dealing with a term life policy. Now, term insurance generally builds no equity. It's use it or lose it. You can compare it to car insurance. We pay for it when we're actively driving, but when we're not driving, we don't need it. Well, when should we keep a life insurance policy intact when we seemingly don't need it? Well, if one's in poor health, particularly with a terminal disease, the policy would be expected to pay off in a short period of time. If it's a term policy, it may be worth paying the premiums even if they jump up at the end of the term. And if it's a whole life policy, consider selling it and receive some cash up front. It's like a viatical or sort of a reverse. Well, if one needs more coverage, consider using a 1035 tax-deferred exchange to another better, more robust policy. An IRS code 1035 exchange helps avoid that trade from becoming a taxable event. Now, a new policy may have lower premiums for better coverage. In some cases, premiums may have grown and are no longer affordable. In those situations, consider lowering the death benefit amount to bring the premium down to an affordable level. Every insurance case is different and requires a thorough review to determine the value of holding on to a policy that may seem to be unnecessary. So you might want to sit down with your CFP and go over that. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
And I'm at that point in my life, and my wife and I, where these premiums are, you know, they're not going down. You just get the premiums to keep going. And and at the end, how much should she or I inherit from the other on a
there's a huge industry out there of buying up policies.
There is.
And what they do is investors become the beneficiary of the death benefit, and they will continue to pay the premiums. They're taking a bet on how long Steve's going to live. You know, often they try to buy them up with people who have terminal situations, so they get a return on their payoff. It seems cold, but it's an investment tactic.
Yeah, yeah. When they say payoff, will they pay the face value of the policy?
$10,000? No. They give you pennies on the dollar. Oh. But at least you get something out of it, you know. And then they will continue the policy and keep it active until you're gone.
All right.
Yay.
I just love talking about insurance.
Yeah, it's a penetrating question.
What is today? National Fun at Work Day.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who sponsors this, but, you know. When
Intercom.
When did we decide that work was supposed to be fun? Ted?
We did not decide that.
Somebody did, though.
What's wrong with enjoying your job, though?
No, fun at work.
That's different.
That's different. You mean like bouncies and being able to have hot dogs and cotton
you've
candy
worked
and stuff?
You've worked at places where they decided, all right, we're going to do some fun stuff at work.
Yeah.
And it's always childish things like wearing different costumes and, right, Ted, and playing stupid games or something in the hallways.
The thing is, if it's forced, then it's not real.
Yeah.
Places either seem to have a good culture or they don't.
Well, if you try to manipulate it, you know it's fake. I agree.
It's phony.
I agree. I've been at a few places, though, where it's been more organic. Yeah. You know, in other words, where the employees said, hey, let's have a chili cook-off or let's do something like that, and then it ends up being fun. But, no, you're right. You're right. If they come in after their consultant says, you need to do team building exercises and have fun days.
Man.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
What I want, close contact with my fellow employees, no.
Well, especially with that virus going around.
Virus and so forth.
Yeah.
They don't wash their hands. I've seen that. Years ago, I worked with in radio as a program director with one of the top consultants in the country. And these are guys who basically make a ton of money to come in and tell you the obvious things that you can't do because you can't afford it.
From the state of Ohio.
But one of the things that he said that I thought was really good, and he had a couple, but one of the things he said is, I walk into a radio station, I can tell you, just by walking down the hall, whether that is a successful place and a good place to work. And you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, if people are chatting in the halls and enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, people who have a frown on their face and whatnot. Anyway.
That's not here. I mean, here it's all giggles and
broadcast
and
business
and...
people don't understand. The idea is that our mood comes through the microphone.
So you have to be up.
So those days when Ted is really in a sour mood, people know that he's got the Mondays or whatever.
See how that right, Ted? I think it's more Steve in a sour mood.
Well, some things I have to let slide.
That's right. He's in the interest of tact or whatever. All right, it's a have fun at work day.
We
do every day, okay?
We, yeah.
And that's an order. All right, 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, a look at all the news with Steve and Ted. A potentially deadly virus spreading across the globe. We've got the story. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.